All right, welcome back to MythBusters. It's a myth number 106. Okay, the question today is, what is the deal with pull apart challahs in Lecha Mishnah? Could that count as, could like one pull apart challah count as multiple loaves for Lecha Mishnah? We all know, hopefully, that you need two full loaves, complete loaves of challah, of rolls, of anything, for Lecha Mishnah on each Shabbos meal. So does a pull apart challah, could it count as my Lecha Mishnah? Because there's actually like eight independent rolls in here. So do I even need a second challah? A similar question, all part of the same discussion, is let's say one of the pieces of the pull apart challah gets taken off, detached. My kid comes and takes one, and now I'm left with the rest. Is that still a shalim? Is that like a full challah? Whatever is left, is that considered to be a full challah? Again, it's all connected. How you answer one would clearly impact the other. Another example, let's say like a pack of challah rolls, like, you know, a six pack of Zadie's challah rolls. Sometimes they come, or usually they come attached to one another, like all attached. Is that considered to be like one challah? Is that any different than a pull apart challah? Do we view that, if I have that together, or even if I detach them, is that like six independent rolls? So how do we make sense of all this? So And I'll say one last example. Someone was showing me that there's now not even I wouldn't call it a pull apart challah, but actually like a big challah looking thing. But it's really like, it is like six rolls baked together. But they're really, it's more than, it's like more individualized than a pull apart challah, but it looks similar to pull apart challah. So what is the deal with all of these challahs? So in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa of Rav Neuver, Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman, which is based on the Psukim, the rulings of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So he in Perek Nun Hei, Se'if Vav, so I'll read it for you. He says, Shnei Lachmim, Shenid V'Guzel Zeh B'Shasav Yasam, two rolls, two pieces of dough that were meant to be independent rolls that connect one another. During baking, Yotzi Behem Yedei Lachem Mishnah, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that counts as your Lachem Mishnah, even if you don't detach them, even if they're stuck together still. But they were two independent rolls that became stuck together. You can use it as such to count as Lecha Mishnah. He quotes some Achronim who say you have to separate them. But even if you, but by separating them, it's not like now a broken piece of challah. Even though like you have the scar on either side from the area that they were attached, it looks different than the other area. We know what that looks like. But still, they're each considered to be a shalim still, and you can use that for Lecha Mishnah. So everybody agrees, according to Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, that when these two rolls become attached, it's, they're still individually, they're viewed individually. That counts as Lecha Mishnah. The only machlokas is you have to detach them, or can they be kept together? So wouldn't that mean that a pull apart challah, which is like, you know, these little independent pieces of dough that are baked together, shouldn't that also count as Lecha Mishnah? And I could use one pull apart challah to count as multiple rolls, with this machlokas being, do I have to detach them, or can I even use them connected? So the answer is no, there is a difference. In the Shut Shol Meshiv, Simin Kuf Mem Aleph Chilak Aleph. Sorry, I'm going through a comma. Chilak Aleph Simin Kuf Samech Zayin. So there he's asked this question about multiple rolls that are connected during baking. And he says, Kais nearly Kevan Da Neshicha Hayadaito Amenas Lahafridam. Since the baker at the time that he, you know, baked, put all these pieces of dough into the oven, knowing that they might attach, but his kavana, his intent, was that they should be detached and used as independent rolls. So since the intention of the baker was for them to be separated and eaten separately, which is also the intention of the Bala Bayis, who's buying it, so therefore we go basar the kavana, and we view it as independent rolls. So what really comes out is like this, that if a person, a baker, and a manufacturer, seller, is selling like six challah rolls that happen to be attached, those are considered to be six challah rolls. But if the kavana is, no, I'm baking a challah, and I want to do it in a way, this chop, instead of having to cut it and cut it, so I want to make it easier to divvy up the challah to give to everybody. So I'll make it a pull-apart challah. But it's meant to be a challah. So then it would be considered to be one shalim, and not Lecha Mishnah. And if a piece got pulled off, so now the challah is lacking. It's like I sliced off a piece of the challah. But again, if the kavana is to have independent rolls, in whatever capacity, you know, I mean, if they're packaged together, or something's like pulled, like I was describing before, like independent rolls that are baked together into one challah, but they're independent rolls, so that should really be considered, I mean, I guess that case is a little bit more questionable. But the kavana is what the key is, and that seems to be the approach of the postgame that I've seen. I did see a quote from the Star K, Shlomo Heineman is a little stricter, and he says, in the end of the day, if there was any kavana to attach them, even if it was for packaging purposes, meaning like the reason that the baker purposely baked these six Zadie's challah rolls together to attach them just because it's easier to package them like that. So it doesn't matter that eventually the intention is that they should be separated, but even if there's any kavana to attach them, then it's considered to be one, and detaching them would be, would ruin the shleimus. But it seems to be a chumrah, and I think the general approach is based on the kavana. Are we talking about independent rolls? Are we talking about one challah? And that would be the determining factor.